Welcome to Authentic Life with Grace podcast. I am so excited that you have tuned in to this episode today. And this week, our theme is embracing a dominion mindset. You see, this dominion plan of God has been given to us as a divine commission to reign, to rule, and to activate the spiritual laws of dominion. Now, many believers assume that dominion is to manipulate, in other words, is a manipulating tool to activate carnal idealistic things. Vices coming in alignment with the spiritual laws. Now, Genesis, the first chapter, verse 26 through 28, it tells us, or perhaps it gives us access to the divine grace of dominating and reigning in life kingly. Other words, we are not begging for it. We're taking hold of what has already been given. And so when we are influenced by the world system, our sayings or speech will align with its principles. But however, when we are inspired by God, our speech reflect the light of his kingdom system. You know, Paul tells us in Romans, the fifth chapter, verse 17, for if by one man offense death reigns through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. And so when a righteous man exercises the law of dominion, we do not have to navigate through life murmuring and complaining and speaking the language of the curse. You see, often the blessing fail to manifest its fullness potential because the words that we are uttering. And so what are you saying that is not cooperating with God's plan? And then stop saying it. You see, speaking curse invite you the undesirable consequences in one's life. Renewal of our mind holds vast power. It prompts us to elevate our thoughts to a higher level, perhaps align it with the way that God thinks, the way that God speaks. And if we align that with that, we are positioning ourselves for the being a recipient of the blessing of God. Now, Apostle Paul, he's put it like this in Romans, the 12th chapter, verse 2. Do not be conformed to the pattern of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. So if I'm conformed to the pattern of the world, I can only produce what the world can provide. Talk to me. Just like the more a man speak, the enslavement language, the more that man will encounter poverty, lack, and defeat. So the spiritual law in Proverbs, the 23rd chapter, verse 7, it tells us, as a man thinketh, so is he. I exhort you to start speaking what God's word says and watch your life take a leap into the glorious direction, where you gain new dominion, leverage, and results. You see, crazy talking will close the door to the goodness of God. Crazy talking can only produce crazy results. In other words, results that is not of God. It is not his divine will for you to receive from the curse. So crazy talk is the architect of chaos. And it builds the framework of confusion and disorder. You see, the shackles of the past are breaking, and the greater victory are on the horizon. You have two choices. You can ignore it, or you can take hold of it. You see, Psalms, the 45th chapter, verse 1, it tells us the tongue is a pen of a ready writer. Let me put this simply. The words a person speaks holds the keys to their future. So your words can act as either a continuity of the blessing, or it can be a weapon that fosters an environment of lack. The mouth holds the power of life, a life thermoset. It sets the dial for either to deliver the wonders or the manifestation of the products that reveal low esteem. It's time for you to open your mouth and declare it is your season and nothing is impossible. And so the power does not lie in merely shouting it out. It released power throughout belief. Mark 11, 23, 24, it tells us. But Mark 11, 23, 23, it tells us very clear. Whatever you believe, when you pray, you receive it. Shouting with bold faith, activation, and prepare for the manifestation of the demonstration of his glorious power. You see, this year marks your liberation to reign. In other words, it is the year more. So break free from that perspective of thinking the lesser than what God has promised by way of covenant. You see, if we are covenant abiding citizen, we know that our supply comes from God. You see, when we embrace the principle of the Babylonian system and way of living, we operate within the framework of the world system. Our authentic place of authority is found and rooted from the Christ reigning kingdom. You see, by doing this, we align ourselves with and activate spiritual laws as a part of our lifestyle. Not just here and there. It's a lifestyle. So adhering to God's system of operation, it gives us leverage. You see, this is the dimension where we reside in the paradigm of reigning and ruling. You know, Genesis, the first chapter, verse 28, it tells us very clear. Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over every living thing that moves on the earth. The mindset we hold signifies and is significant in shaping our lives. Acting as both as a transmission and a cultivator of seed that yields various outcomes. Dominion stands as a foundation aspect of God's character, representing his supreme power and authority over all creation. And when we align our mindset with God's dominion nature, we recognize that our identity as his image bearers empowers to exercise authority in our lives and the world around us. In other words, we're not trying to figure this thing out. We're taking hold of the blueprint of God because we know that we have the plan of God. And it's a perfect will. In other words, maybe I need wisdom. Maybe I need soundness. Maybe I need to raise the bar in my faith. Maybe I need to raise the bar in my expectancy. Whatever it is, when we pursue God's plan, the Holy Spirit will impregnate us with a supply of God to change everything. So dominion simply means overseeing something and having rulership over it. Instead of allowing what the principalities and the powers of devils bring your way and try to cause you to believe that's the only way. You see, God's delegated authority to man after he created us to take charge over the earth and to rule over his creation. So Adam, the first Adam, disobeyed God and lost the authority and his rulership. But Jesus, the God incarnation, had to become a man in order to restore dominion back to man and for us not to use dominion. That's dishonor to God. So dominion has been restored by Jesus. But the exercising authority and operating as gods in this earth, we must take on the mindset of dominion. So this, let me back this up. This assignment that we have is not going to make us higher than the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We are in his likenessness. So the dominion shift is a part of our kingdom DNA. Now we look at Jabez's life. Was on a course that was moving in the wrong direction. It was only through his consistent prayer that a heavenly shift occurred and settled the foundation for a preordained shift that would cultivate the blessing results for future generations. First Chronicles, the 4th chapter, verse 10. And we probably read this and quoted it so many times, but I want you to get this today. He was the one who prayed to the God of Israel, oh, that you will bless me indeed, enlarge or expand my territory. Please be with me in all that I do. Keep me from all trouble and pain. And God granted him his request. You see, the clarion alarm has sounded. The hour of the ecclesia to move forward with dunamis to restore the radiance light of kingdom advancing, sealed in the blood of the Lamb, has arrived. You see, Paul tells us in Acts, the first chapter, verse 8, that you will receive power when the Holy Spirit come upon you, and that you will be my witness, telling people about me everywhere in Jerusalem and throughout Judea and Samaria and the ends of the earth. You see, reclaiming the life of righteousness, victory, and blessings at all times is your portion. You see, God's dominion agents is unleashed and unstoppable. Healing manifestation come. Undeniable deliverance come. Wholeness in such a way that the atmosphere of heaven is releasing tangible evidence. Let's prepare our Eden field to be flooded with his wonderful manifestations and might. Be vessels of God who cooperate with God's dominion shift, which shake nations and reveal the kingdom in a big way. It's been far too long that the ecclesia has been so adamant about living a life centered on religion, methods, and techniques and practices rather than gaining access to the kingdom. The Samaritan woman, she encountered with Christ in John the 4th chapter. And our Messiah, he shifts dominion to halt her life and destiny and outcome. Other words, she was on a road going nowhere. Maybe you're on that road and you sense that the train is not moving. The car is not moving. And you are not moving. But this woman left the spear in which that she was propagating religiosity and traditionalism that she had learned from her ancestors. But she was breaking free of that darkness. In John, the 4th chapter, verse 13, Jesus replied, he said, anyone that drink this water will soon become thirsty again. But those who drink the water that I give will never thirst again. It becomes fresh and bubbling spring within them and giving them eternal life. You see, every new era brings on new mantles, new adventures, and the creation of what is unique that time and season. You see, based on this biblical pattern, such as Moses and Joshua and King Saul and David, we can discover that the dominion truths as a fact. Get this. Joshua did not become a robot who reciprocate the works of his spiritual father, Moses. God ordained Joshua to do something new, to reveal a new breed of leadership capable of taking the children of Israel beyond their wildest dreams. You see, Joshua operated with the same grace, but it was on Moses' life, but his mandate was in a new dimension with a supply of God that had the nothing impossible ingredients on it. You see, this dominion shift will release extraordinary supply and provisions from God that caused the masses to comprehend the mysteries of the kingdom, an awakening of heaven's supernatural provision. And now there is also the prodigal son who pursued to leave the kingdom environment and enter into a system governed by the Babylonian system and its governing rule. When everything else failed, he was open for divine insight and he positioned himself to return to God's kingdom system where there is an abundance of peace and abundance of grace and abundance of blessings. Let's go and be determined that we're going to manifest what the kingdom of heaven has designed for a righteous man to achieve and to obtain intentionally. You see, as we draw to a closing of this episode, let's remember the power of truth that we have explored together today. May we continue to walk in faith and be grounded in love and wisdom of our God. Let's carry the light of Christ into our daily lives, spreading hope and encouragement to those around us. Remember, you are loved, you are valued, and you are never alone. You're never alone. I want to thank you for tuning into this week's episode of Authentic Life with Grace. Your engagement means a lot to us. Remember to subscribe, share with your family and friends, and leave us a comment. Your support in these small ways will help us grow our channel. And I want to say thank you in advance. Until the next time. Shalom, shalom upon you and your house. Let's go and manifest the plan of God with tangible evidence. And stay tuned for more empowering contents ahead. By your subscribing, you will be notified when a new content comes. Love you all. Be blessed. Be amazing. And let's go deeper. Let's go wider. And let's go higher and fulfill the plan of God. Shalom, shalom.